Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
HQ.
You have lost 200 listeners.
It's like a train horn.
Quite Halloween appropriate, that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Happy Halloweenish.
How are we feeling?
Terrible. No, I'm kidding. Absolutely fine.
I don't feel so good.
Well, you're a bit hungover, aren't you? You went to a few Halloween
weekend
parties.
Charlie. Some Halloween burning parties.
Burning the candle at both ends. I feel a bit arthritic as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
Beer pong champion of life in the fast lane. Northwest.
Pull over.
Yeah.
Looking well with the fresh face.
I had to do it because of my costume.
It's great costume, by the way.
Yeah, it was really good.
Really, really. Mm-hmm. Sophia was like, well, yeah. Very impressed.
Thank you. Yeah.
I like the commitment of bringing around a genuine hatchet as well.
Yeah. If you haven't seen, maybe go to Instagram now. Is that on your Insta?
It'll still be there. The story will still
be there. Yeah. Oh, it won't now, will
no,
it?
It won't now, no. Jesus.
Talk us through who you were and the process of the costume making.
Jack Torrance from The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a last minute decision.
Was it?
Yeah.
Fucking
I went
hell.
Into town on Saturday morning, got all the gear, found the right colour jacket, the check shirt,
yeah.
Already had jeans. And I bought some proper cat boots, you know, that he wears in the film.
Nice.
And then I thought, how am I going to like embellish this, you know, like with the door and everything? Mm-hmm. I had a cardboard box at home. Cut the square.
Very hobbycraft.
Bought some spray paint from Fred Alders.
Wow, fucking hell.
Attention to detail.
In the garden on Saturday, this is like 3 o'clock. Sprayed it black, let it go off. Sprayed it white.
Primer.
And then I put tape down, you know, to.
Yeah, yeah.
Make like a stencil.
The panels of the door stand out. And then I just hacked it with a pair of scissors, then wrote Red Rum on it.
Nice.
Well done.
It was really good.
Really
Thank
good.
You. Appreciate that. Yeah.
And a big shout out to Logie because she nailed her part there.
Well, do you know when we first got together, I said, you kind of remind me of Shelley Duvall a little bit, you know, because of the slender features and the, you know, the eyes and everything like that. So.
Do you know who Shelley Duvall dated for a short time?
Tell me.
Paul Simon.
Mm. No way.
Mm. Wow.
Do you know what? I didn't know that.
Just before he got with Carrie Fisher.
Which one?
Hey?
Sorry.
Paul and Simon.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, for Jesus. Sake.
You were at a fancy dress party, weren't you?
I was, but I didn't
that
really.
That picture
put...
was so funny, man.
Well, I went to two.
Can we install that picture in now?
Yeah, it's quite sad.
If you're watching on YouTube, the photo will be up now.
Tell me what you told me in the car.
It's like Sunday brunch, you know, when they put the photos in.
Yeah.
No, it was good. Well, first, on the Friday, I went to like a Halloween party with schoolmates and went as a pirate. But it was pretty shit, to be fair. I just put a hat on. So moving forward, I had a few beers that night. Saturday turned up. It was a murder mystery at Emily's sister's. But we were a bit late. Wow. So
Emily,
I turned...
Emily's sister's house?
Yeah, in right. Hyde. So drove down, thought, what have any beers tonight?
Nice.
Completely sober. Put a dress on, was in a rush. Walked in. Obviously, they've had a bit of a catch-up because I was a bit late. And it was just like, they were straight into character. So I walk in and it was like, just everyone's in character and I was just there as me in a dress. It sent me quite under, to be fair.
What were they saying to you when you walked?
No, it was just like someone was like a French person, like detective. So it was like the proper French accent with like the fucking pipe and stuff. And I was like, how are you doing, Ian? You all right? You know? But it was good. It was a good night.
And he was
night.
Like, I am not Ian.
Yeah, it was exactly, he did really well, to be fair.
Fair.
But it was a good, has anyone ever done one of them? The murder mystery?
I can't tell.
Ewan's done it before. With Megan,
it?
I think. Yeah.
I can't tell if I'd hate it or I'd love it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
we did
it,
be a laugh.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what? I buzz off like Halloween parties or fancy dress, whatever. Everyone's in a different mad costume, aren't they? But the conversation's so mundane.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's walking boss, into the kitchen, everyone's dressed in mad outfits, and you can overhear stuff like, "Have you got any fantasy team then this week?" You know, whatever. Or it's, you know, just like
it's quite Brent in it.
It's quite so Brent in it, and everyone's just there with a bevy.
Do you know what?
I'm a bit gold and I'm dressed up this year. I
you know what
do.
Does my head in?
You know what does my head in? The best is my head in. You're doing my head in.
what does my head in is when people go half-assed at fancy dress parties. And that
sounds
is
like
the
you,
sole reason. No, I go in. The sole reason I don't like fancy dress.
Because if you've made a proper effort and someone else hasn't.
You're in for a penny, you're in for a pound, aren't you?
Yeah. I think everyone here makes a good effort.
I'm having deja vu.
I'm really yeah, happy with the band's commitment
my
to
Charlemagne
dress.
Outfit was a cop out, to be fair. But it was funny.
No, it's funny. Like no, but you see, it's not just always about the effort. It's
original.
If you've got a good thought or a good thingy, that sounds
Walter White was genius when you Walter did White.
That, so that took hours. So.
That was so good.
Yeah. John, when we all did the Spice Girls.
Yeah, that was
also good. Josh Drew Hurst again.
I just think it's when, you know, when you go somewhere and someone's like just in like just got like a mask on.
Sometimes it depends what time the party starts and what you're going as. Because your Halloween party, I turned up at 11:30 at night because I was doing like drag makeup. Or I wasn't. Emily was.
You could have started earlier, couldn't you?
I remember that.
It takes a few hours to do that.
Dinner on Saturday, and some guy was. He showed his face at the dinner. Then he was going off to a fancy dress party, and we were like 20 minutes late to the dinner or something. He was sat at the table in a delivery outfit. that was his costume.
So yeah, that's what does my head in.
Where did that come from?
What?
Fancy dress.
Don't have a clue.
That's a good one.
I've not really thought about
it
before.
Where do you think it will come
from?
Oh
yeah, I'd love this. Without doing any research at all, where do you think it comes from? Yeah.
People dressing up. I mean, I don't know. Like, someone must have. Maybe it's what's that like Festival of the Dead that they have in Mexico? Is it something to do with that?
Yeah, maybe.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe.
That's some traditional.
For you. Yeah.
Del Muertos. Yeah, yeah. I've got a quote.
It only comes from like, you know, James Bond. There's a scene in that.
Yeah, that's a great scene. That
it is a really good scene. Mm. There's something mad about that scene, isn't it? I can't remember what it is. It's like a mad stat, like it was the most fucking extras or something like that. It's none of it CGI. Yeah, though. I can't remember something mad, but. I got a quote from you, which before we went into that.
Me?
Yeah, what you said, which I wrote down, and you said, I've learned how to concentrate recently. It only took 29 years.
And it was only for about a week because I've lost it again.
What do you mean, expand?
I don't know, because I can't concentrate on what I meant.
You just learned.
When did I say that?
You said it the other day when you were on the computer and it really made me laugh.
I think I've just...
But you said it'd be 100% serious.
No, but I think I've learned how to relax. I'm quite a jittery guy. Still am.
Yeah. Quite anxious.
Yeah. Not necessarily anxious.
No, I don't mean anxious in like that way. Like when things run, you're quite like...
But like I've learned how to calm down a bit and think, you know, slow down.
Slow down.
So yeah.
Nice. That made me laugh when you said that. I thought it was funny. Made me laugh.
Thank you.
I like autumn.
It's getting, nice. It's good, getting pleasant now.
I like it leading into the winter, the darker nights. It's my kind of time of the year.
I didn't realise the clocks just changed.
When?
Yeah.
Didn't they?
Yeah,
a couple of days ago.
You had an extra hour in bed.
I had no
idea.
Know
that?
I wonder why I woke up really fresh dead early.
I didn't really feel it.
I did. Well, you was all right.
So we gained
an hour.
So it means we went an hour into the future.
I noticed that the dog woke up an hour earlier.
Wait, no, sorry. Other way around.
I woke up at 8 a.m, what time did I really wake up?
Nine.
Well.
Seven. In your brain.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you...
Whatever it is in your brain.
You're more tired, basically, aren't
you?
No, less tired.
So, I mean, no, if he woke up at 8, you would have... It's 9 o'clock.
It'll feel like 7.
No, it felt like 9.
Right.
No, if you woke up at 8 o'clock in the morning and your phone says 8, it's actually 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, because it's gone brain, forward an hour. The clock's gone forward an hour. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'd be more tired, wouldn't you?
Wait, which one is it?
No, fall back.
Which one is it?
Spring forward.
It's the other one.
Is it the other one?
Listen to me. It's the other one. That's in summer.
Yeah, spring forward.
You go forwards, you've gained an hour extra sleep. So when it goes to 2 o'clock, it stays at 2 o'clock for an hour.
Yeah.
Because it always is at 2 a.m. for some reason. I don't know why.
Weird, isn't it?
So you gain an hour. Whereas if it was the summer, when it goes to 2 o'clock, it jumps to 3.
So when I woke up at 8 a.m, say, it
in
felt
your bed.
Like 9 o'clock.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, I'm fresh because it's exactly
that's it.
Yes.
That's confusing, that, isn't it? Weirdly.
I hate the clocks changing. Josh fucking does my head. That does my head in.
What?
The clocks changing.
Some countries don't change, do they?
Yeah.
And some change later
saving.
And stuff like that. Like one of the reasons, apparently, this weekend for the weird.
Bless you.
The weird. Kickoff times in football and stuff was to do with like broadcasting in like other countries and stuff like that.
Oh yeah,
it's the derby was half 3. Wasn't
half
it?
3, yeah. Like something, that's mean broadcasting in different countries.
Early
to
or
do
something.
That.
Usually about half 4. On
didn't really mind it, to be honest though.
Super Sunday's half 4, isn't it?
I had a belting Sunday. Tom cooked a roast. We had all the family there, didn't we?
Yeah, was that Christmas Day?
Your parents were there. Mine were
quite
there.
A bit about this roast. How often do people have Sunday roasts?
Like on Sundays.
Every Sunday.
So you have one every Sunday?
Yeah, I do.
The odd time I'll miss it, but we've recently been doing, taking it turns, haven't we? Like your dad will do one.
Yeah.
So then we'll go to Joe's mum and dad's gaff. And then Joe did one. Or maybe Joe did one. We alternate it. So when we've got time. So I was like, the game was on. I was wondering where to watch the game, City v United. So I was like, it's my turn.
Can you tell her like who's done whose? You know, if you have to do like a blind test.
100% moves. Everyone's got their own signature stuff.
Everyone's got their own style.
Yeah. Mine's very like, just to the point.
Cool, man.
Do you know what I mean? It is though, isn't it? It's like, there's no frills in that. It's just like, bang.
Not that many herbs going on. Mostly meat.
It's herbage, but that's about it. Do you know what I mean? Just quite a solid.
Yeah.
You're a bit fancier, aren't you?
Yeah,
a bit
like
more
high
end.
Yeah.
What do
like
you
I
do?
I
make
my
is...
own stock for the gravy.
Ah.
Like the day before. Like right, it's a full process. Like it's an hours and hours process of. So, but I enjoy it.
It's a hobby, isn't it? It's
like you want to spend time on it.
Like,
it doesn't feel like a chore to me to do it. So passion. Saturday I prepped it all.
You have to have passion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I deal. Potatoes were ready to go in the fridge, just straight in, and it saves time on the Sunday as well.
Yeah. Are you? I don't know why I'm interviewing you here, but like, would you? I can see you. You know, like near our end, you've got those like, what's it called now when you can grow your own veg and shit like that?
An allotment.
I think that's the next level for you. I reckon you'd
be
into that.
I as well.
Yeah,
me and Taz will get a plot.
I'd love an allotment. To be
I would.
Dad used to have one.
I've been. There's one on Merlees, isn't there?
Waiting list, isn't it? For you to get on them and that.
Because I reckon that'd be a waiting list for me.
I love that.
No, I won't. They won't give a fuck.
All the number one albums.
Boycotted for jumping the list. Would that work? There's grass there, aren't we?
We can guess.
Imagine the fumes. They've got one on Gardener's World, aren't they?
I was going to say it this week on Gardener's World. Sam from Where the Light Gets In. Shout out. Great restaurant. I haven't actually eaten there myself, but I know you are.
Yeah, yellow ammo.
Yeah, which is their like
spin off.
Is that Sam who gave me that pork that time? Yellow Hammer.
Okay. But Sam was on Gardener's World this week. I don't know if you saw it, and they've got a rooftop allotment in Stockport, which I never knew.
Yeah, it's moving like it on top.
Yeah, and that's where they got all, they grow all the herbs and that. Yeah, they really enjoyed that little.
I was in tears afterwards.
Gardener's World. Honestly, well,
why?
You know where Monty
Nell,
golden retrievers, man. Yeah,
yeah.
Onion and vision.
This last week, his dog Nell passed away.
Was it not a year since Nell passed away?
No, Joe was. It's not Nell. It's the other one. No, Ned's still going. No.
The oldest dog in the world.
31.
Oh, yeah, man.
Just
31, and it's probably still not long enough, is it?
31. That's fucking
That's the same age as you.
I know. Mint that.
Almost.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Well, actually, when this goes out, I will be 31.
You
will be
31. How does it feel?
Same age as the oldest dog in the world.
Great.
To nearly be 31.
I love being in my 30s.
New 20s, isn't it?
Nah, it's honestly Meg, you just don't care. Not in a bad way.
Bit more wise, aren't you?
I've hated being in my 30s.
I love it.
Absolutely hated it.
I don't particularly love it.
I don't miss, I don't get FOMO
27
anymore.
27 was class. It's a great year.
Shame you made it.
I just honestly don't miss it. I'm just like, yeah, man. I am who I am.
How was your 50s, Josh?
From what I can remember, yeah. Pretty
to be
good.
Fair, well, you're 26.
26, 27
next.
In March, yeah.
Fucking hell, man.
Nice. I love this one.
Probably one of my best drum beats.
Sounds like a gong, lad.
Some of the best drumming.
So,
Goodfellas.
This week was Goodfellas. Yeah.
Oh man, watch it.
Yeah, and so I must admit the notes. You know how each one has kind of just been me picking up on very
obscure
details, which because it's daft and yeah, that's how I see the world.
Yeah,
I've written down is that, but then I must admit the notes just tailed off because I was just watching it and enjoying it and not taking the piss out of it.
Yeah,
because it is great. Do you know
it's
what I mean?
Bossing it.
But I'll go through my eyes first
impressions though. It's hocus pocus, shite.
Oh yeah, did you see that good sign in there,
yeah.
London?
Yeah, very good. Good story.
But
first impressions of like, as in like just an overall like good, bad, happy.
Yeah, no, I can see why it's iconic and classic. Do you know what I mean?
What
yeah.
year is it?
1990.
Yeah, 1999.
Is that too old for you? Or?
That's just a really good era
film.
Did you watch
it first time round when it came out? Or?
Went to the premiere. You went shooting, didn't you? So go on, sorry.
So yeah, and I get like, it's funny because like watching it now, as opposed to like as in how the world is now with Jesus Christ. Feedback. How everything is with social media and fucking like TikTok and shit.
Yeah.
I got so many more references from that, just from seeing them on online before, after having ever seen it. Jesus Christ. I can't speak. Caffeine. But I get it. I get the hype. You know what I mean? But I'll dive into some notes.
Please do.
So hang on, let me just find them. Right. So, Goodfellas. First note, Tony Bentwood chairs appear in almost every scene in the first part of the movie.
There's got to be some sort of chair like the '50s in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
when he starts hanging out at the gangster's place,
classic
and
bistro
stuff.
Chairs, but yeah. Like if you know, you know. Manufacturer wise,
yeah.
It says great fire shot. I can't remember what that is.
Is that when he blows the car up?
Must be.
And
he
runs away, and it freeze frames.
Yeah,
on the fire.
I think it must be that. Yeah. Dollars haven't changed. You got on that?
No. Oh, what, the design?
Yeah, dollars just haven't changed, like, ever.
It's quite cool, that.
They have a distinct smell, dollars, don't they?
Yeah, but if you looked at a brand new dollar bill, or like a 50s one or whatever, they're exactly the same.
Illuminati.
In God We Trust.
Yeah, not change the shape. I just thought that was cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's interesting about bills.
Who's Bill?
And then I put here, so you know when, sorry, I'm shit with names, so I can't really remember the names and stuff like that, but young My Man, who kind of gets brought
through
into
the ranks.
The main character.
Yeah.
Henry Hill.
Yeah, My Man. I was like, it feels like when I joined the band at 15. Knocking about with all these people, and he's like, sort of like, you
yeah,
know,
when he gets like sent to prison, well, he's going to go to prison and he doesn't rat on anyone. He goes to court, don't he, or whatever, and then they go and you've had your first like hearing or whatever, and they're all waiting for him.
Ray Liotta, he's cool as fuck in that film, isn't he?
Yeah.
There's someone wearing like a Hawaiian shirt and one of the, you know, what do they call those flowers?
Oh yeah.
You know the ones I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Looked just like Mark Ronson. Beyerdynamic dynamic microphones. Maury's wigs, are they still going?
That's fucking funny, that scene.
Maury's wigs, are they still going? Is that when he jumps in the pool?
Yeah.
Yeah. He wraps the phone line around his neck, doesn't he? Like, kick off and his fucking wig comes off.
The wedding cake shits on Stockport Town Hall, which also looks like a wedding cake.
Yeah.
But it's like a really impressive wedding cake.
Love some cake. Fucking great cake.
These reviews are fucking hilarious.
The shit, aren't they?
I really
it's
enjoy
niche.
It. Yeah, it's cool.
There's that tune that's all over fucking TikTok that's in it. That Oh No tune. Oh no. Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The original is like,
I think I'm in love with you.
Smoking jacket and Adidas sliders in jail. So that was quite cool. And obviously the fucking garlic thing is genius.
It's
razor blade.
Yeah.
That's it for minute details, but
overall, it is
really good. Yeah,
it's fast paced, isn't it?
It's fast paced. That's the thing.
The voiceover drives the whole thing, doesn't it?
It's not too. It's fairly long, but it doesn't feel like it because of the voiceover.
High octane, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
The tunes, but I love the music in it.
The second half of Layla.
Yeah.
With the piano.
Yeah.
That's like the montage scene, isn't it? When they find
all
the bodies
in like the freezer, isn't that?
So good.
Out of 10.
Eight seven,
nice.
But tell you what, though, just on a side note, I watched La La Land on Friday.
Oh, first time you seen La La Land.
Yeah,
great film.
I liked that film.
That was good. It's corny, but it's good.
Yeah,
like,
it's amazing.
It's well done, though.
It's like tongue in cheek. They're purposely corny.
Did they shoot that beginning bit on an iPhone?
I
was
about to say
that.
Yeah,
apparently. Shot like a while back, though, wasn't it? It was. You know, whenever
that was good.
It's a huge one shot, isn't it, on like the freeway.
Gosling, do you know what? He's
unreal.
Unreal. He is so versatile. Unreal. Isn't
it? Well, I like how he is just kind of him as well in each movie. You can tell him, like,
he has his own like,
Ken
unique
Barbie, do you know what I mean?
Thing of putting his own spin on things, which ties it. He's really good.
Like Drive, So Ken,
he looks like he's always thinking.
Yeah.
Does anyone get on that? It looks like he's thinking. Maybe that's it.
Well, you should try it.
Thank you. As your next film,
I think you should carry on the Scorsese thing and watch Wolf of Wall Street.
All right, yeah.
If you enjoyed Goodfellas, and we really wanted you to watch it last week, it's fucking how good's Wolf of Wall Street. Mm.
The other thing I was thinking the other day came up. You've not seen Shawshank, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, have you seen Shawshank?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Family Guy
you
jokes.
You reference that quite a bit, don't you?
Yeah.
What a fucking film that is, by the way. Yeah, so there we go, Josh on Demand. Boss. Love
Thank you. Josh, negative YouTube comment. Just get it in and
Let's
out.
Do it.
Done.
Oh, I've got a couple as well. Negative YouTube comment of the week.
Why do you hate us? I've never got on that.
Do I do like a mad sound at the end?
Like a laugh. Is it a laugh?
I've never heard
that.
Can
we hear it again?
Let's play it again. Fuck it. Double up on it.
Yeah, it'd be too close.
Sad.
Go on.
Right. Just a couple of quick ones I just saw this morning. This was us at the Global Awards singing Charlemagne.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe P158 said, poor lad sounds like he's got an awful cold.
Did
that
you?
Tickled me. No, probably nervous.
Oh.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
And then this one was just really to the point and just got me. Our cover
same
of,
video. Oh, sorry.
No, Post Malone's Better Now Live Lounge. And LC8361 4 years ago said dog shit. So yeah, just it tickled me this morning. Dog
shit hits different than shit, doesn't it?
Proper shit, innit? Dog shit.
Dog shit.
Got a few here.
You've got to be British to say dog shit as well, I reckon.
Do you reckon dog shit?
What have you got, Josh? Hit me.
I think these are all on Reason Why.
Oh, really?
What, the actual video?
The official video?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that we danced in Japan? We spoke about that before. Yeah. We're very jet-lagged.
This one... That would have gone fucking... If viral TikTok that, yeah. was know, back yeah. in the day. We're ahead of the curve. Sorry, Josh, go on.
This one, it probably isn't actually a negative. It probably is a positive comment, but it made me laugh. At that Spoonie Bard 8013, 3 years ago, commented, I can't stop crying.
What?
And then
are you alright?
Joe Wall 8210.
A lot of Joes getting in for us. Three Joes years should up. Stick together.
Hard as bricks, isn't it?
3 years ago said, I don't like this, to be honest.
Do you know what? That cuts deeper than dog shit, I think.
Yeah.
On this one here, again, it's actually just a negative comment towards a karaoke bar in Japan. I live in Japan and went to karaoke and this song wasn't on there. My disappoint was immeasurable. So it's shit that it wasn't there.
That was a strange karaoke bar, that, wasn't it? It was more like
imagine the electricity bill.
It's like an escort.
No, it was
vibe,
no, 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 no.
It was true.
No, it wasn't. It was a male, but I think escort in Japan, it's not the same. It's literally, it was a male escorting place, but it's where... I think the guy who sorted out the location shoot was talking to you about it, if I remember rightly. And he said it's where like really busy businesswomen go to just spend time with like a young man, but like a date.
Yeah,
so they go in there, they pay someone and they just have a meal with him and a drink with him and just hang out with him just in that bar and that's it.
Wow.
Just so they have company, but they're so busy with their professional lives that they feel like they don't have time or don't want to commit to anything outside of the professional. So Japan
like,
has
it's like companionship, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite big. It's quite a big thing in Japan, apparently.
Companionship.
I don't know. I love that. That's good.
Yeah, it's good. That
it was a good shoot. That though, wasn't it?
Really good shoot. I've got I've got another negative one. It's not negative. It's funny. Funny YouTube comment of the week,
please.
It's on actually the podcast video of when we started talking a bit paranormal and time slips, blah blah blah. All that Someone Paul makes Street. Me laugh how Tom is so skeptical about paranormal stuff. And half the time he looks like he should be solving mysteries with Scooby-Doo.
What are you saying?
All like Shaggy.
Yeah. That's cool. Even the get up and everything.
I'd take that.
No, it's good, isn't it? To be fair, then someone's commented on that saying, negative YouTube got off the weekie, but just hope you see the funny side of it. I'd like to think I'd dress like that too if I made all the hits they have. But then he says, just minus the flaws.
All the dog shit hits.
But I thought it was funny and I liked it. And also, I like the engagement on... thing is funny.
Here's one for this is not related, but since we're talking about singles, we've just released To Do List after the breakup. We're talking about There's a Reason Why. What's everyone's favourite single we have released as Blossoms? Mm. So Jesus. It has to be a single.
I don't even know which one's a single at this point. It's, yeah.
There's seven off the first album.
Do you want me to read you the singles?
Seven?
I've got one off my head if you want me to first splurge while you find one for them.
Come on, Joe.
Start off with Joe.
I've got two, which neck and neck for me. It's Real Life and Girlfriend.
Well, it's from the same record.
I love them two singles. I love the video we did for Real Life. We actually did it. The actual video you hear is us playing it live in the studio, innit?
Yeah.
And I think we nailed that. Like, it sounds pretty close to the record.
I like Real Life, to be fair.
Yeah. I think it's got to be Girlfriend for me, personally.
Girlfriend's favourite single.
Yeah.
To Girlfriend, yeah. What are you saying? I'll say Real Life just to be different. Josh, sure enough.
Nice.
Chaz?
I like Honey Sweet.
Honey Sweet.
But
Honey Sweet.
I don't know if it's my favourite.
I think the mix.
I can't stand it, you know. I liked it when we came back. It. That was first single off the second record. I'm quite pleased with that.
Where was it the other day it came on?
But I do love the Foolish of His Face.
Do you know what? I was in Castleton.
Nice.
I was in a pub in Castleton.
What, and I Can't
Me
Stand
Joe
It?
Me and Joe Norton, yeah. And I Can't Stand It came on.
Lying Again's a big one. No, I like our first ever single. Blow.
Blow.
Nice choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I love everything about
fucking
that.
Indies, fuck you.
No. CDH. Even our own songs.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It's really exciting time.
Yeah, it was.
It was like the first, wasn't it? So
love playing live.
Great song and just everything about it. Like, we did the video ourselves, didn't we?
Yeah.
In the old yard.
I don't know if people be asked, but it's one of the only tunes we play that's not got a click.
Live,
no.
Yeah. To keep that raw energy.
Just to keep that, yeah.
That's mine. Miles, what's yours?
I don't know, you know. I actually don't. I never thought about this.
All do you even like our music?
Probably not. Do you know what? I'll go vanilla as fuck and choose Charlemagne.
Fuck,
because it's a good tune.
It's a good tune.
It's a weird tune.
Strange.
Yeah. It's a big tune, and there's a lot of excitement around it that I still feel now.
Yeah,
when we play it live, it's exciting. When it's on the radio, it's nostalgic and exciting.
Yeah.
And
I like that.
Just good, innit?
I mean, maybe in like a few years I will be sick of it, but I'm still not sick of playing it at all live. Like, I love playing it.
Blown Rose, yeah.
To be honest, Blown Rose is really good.
Blown Rose changed it for us. Blown Rose, the first one that Virgin at the time took up, won it, and like they released it. Like, and that was like, it did change.
Everything up until then was kind of in like Blow. Obviously, set the tone. You Pulled the Gun on Me. It was all a bit kind of darker and what's the word? It was a bit harsh, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, in a good way.
I think we're just finding our feet.
We're finding the sound and stuff. Yeah. And then when I wrote that, it was like, this could just be a song from any era.
Do you know what I like about Blown Rose? We've got three music videos for it.
Yeah. I do like that.
One of
released. Did we ever release the other one?
No.
There's an alternate music video.
Is it not four? No, we did.
One at Arley Hall.
Oh, that was the one shot. Oh, two of them were one shot.
We went to Arley Hall, but the camera wasn't steady enough, so we reshot and changed it and did the one in the yard.
That was cool, that one.
Charlie Watts did that with us, remember?
Yeah. It was like, it was double speed, wasn't it?
So we did it dead fast and stuff.
Yeah.
The official one's at Hammerwood House, innit?
Yeah, major label.
I watched it the other day. It's really good, you know.
You would be into that one.
It's got fire in it.
You've got your, there's fire in it. You've got a little neck thing on, haven't you? It made me laugh. I watched it, I was like, what's that like? You look like a poodle or something.
You look back, you think, what the fuck was I wearing? You know what I mean?
You sat on the stairs.
You always hash it up, don't you?
No, but you were saying how intense that.
Because it's a talking point.
Yeah, you always hash it up.
Good talking point.
Now and then you always hash it up, and
that
it's like
fire,
oh.
That fire was so big, you know. There's one shot where it's like that. I can see you just like that. I just not wanted to get burned. It's mad. Good video, that.
Yeah, there's a lot, to be fair, when you start.
Do you know what? If there's a demand for it, we'll release the unseen one.
You've chosen yours.
He's a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I do like Real Life. Joe, this came into me because I was somehow I came across Real Life online.
Sorry.
Come on, no, yeah, that's it.
I was going to say, favourite single, but what's your favourite video?
I think we've discussed this before.
Oh, did we? Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck it then. I'm a dickhead, aren't I? I guess we should fucking talk about the big announcement.
Joe's leaving.
It would have happened. You wish me.
I'm leaving. Thank you.
The big announcement is obviously we're fucking doing a massive gig.
Yeah.
Yes. Our biggest gig to date.
Yeah, within Shore Park.
Do you know 15 minutes from Stockport. Sorry.
You don't even announce the gig. Do you announce how big the capacity is? Because I don't think you know, do you? Does anybody want to know?
It's fucking big.
We'll see how many we fucking sell first.
Okay.
No, it's sold out. 15,000. That's it. He's gone. No, we'll see.
It's a big gig, and
it is.
Fucking hell, please get tickets.
First time playing in Withenshaw, I believe.
Yes. Yeah, Withenshaw Park is good. Anyway. We went there the other day, didn't we?
A little recce the other day, didn't we?
Yeah,
shot that daft video.
Got an ice cream.
It's only 15 minutes from stop.
Yeah, dead easy to get to.
We was toying with a few different places, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, and some other places kind of fell through, didn't they?
There's a lot of red tape knocking about.
Yeah.
Weren't they? We did try and do something in Stockport.
It's hard to put a big outdoor gig on.
Yeah.
Because it's so official.
A lot goes into
it. I think we tried to do Stockport, but you know what I mean?
It's, health and safety.
There's other things
factors
that are out of our control, unfortunately, which we were gutted about. But
We will return to Stockport.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good day out.
It is. It's a big, proper bank holiday weekend.
The lineup's mint.
Great lineup.
Really, really good.
Lots of friends, lots of good acts.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing some magic there.
Yeah, I'd fucking love to see that.
Yeah, also some fire eating.
Is it petting zoo?
Yeah, there is. I'm also doing a set there. I'm doing stand up there.
It was really good though. Like, I'm proper excited about it.
Should we just mention the lineup?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Let's go through it.
4 miles.
So
first up is is it Trucers?
Trucers.
That's
which is Finley, who features on after the breakup. That's her band.
Trucers.
She's obviously a very good artist. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to seeing them. Then I think up next is the K's.
Seblo.
Seblo again, great artist. You've done some writing sessions with him before.
Yeah, a while back, to be fair. Yeah, just when he was kind of finding...
He's supported
his before. Is it Saddleworth or somewhere like that?
Yeah, I think so. Up that way, yeah. Then there's the K's, which is obviously...
We've met a couple of festivals.
And
in Kempston Street, yep. Said hello. Mm-hmm. Nice lads. Shed 7. Bit of a classic...
Nostalgia
for the...
Bring back to the 90s.
You're a big Shed 7 fan, aren't you?
Yeah. I've been seeing quite a bit.
You thought the Killers sounded a bit like him, didn't you?
Yeah, and then I told Brandon Flowers that, and I don't think he took it well.
He weren't having it, was he?
No. Because my dad used to play him around the house, and then when the Killers' first record came out, I thought it was Shed 7.
Right.
Because the vocals are so similar in the sound, like the guitar sound and everything. And then when we played with the Killers, I said, your first record, it reminds me of Shed 7. And Brandon was like, Shed 7, really? I don't really think he took it that bad.
To be honest. And then Inhaler. The boys, which we are actually playing with this weekend.
In Dublin. They're big.
We're supporting them for their big gig.
Yeah, nice, like full circle thing.
Yeah, they're supporting us for our big
gig. In their hometown, we're supporting them. They're supporting us.
I saw a few comments of people being like, oh, why are you supporting them? Stuff like that, which I suppose we're always going to get. But it's like, well, because we play to like fucking 1,000 people in fucking Ireland and they're playing to like 15,000 or whatever it is.
Yeah,
you can always
get bigger. It's like,
yeah, fucking too. They're smashing it as well in Inhaler at the moment. So.
Yeah. And we know them a while now, haven't we? Do you know what I mean? They've supported us a couple of times.
Now, yeah.
Kind of feel like we're the older.
I'm insanely jealous of Eli.
Yeah,
I've got a big man crush on him. Just like dead good looking, isn't he? Dead really nice person.
Yeah.
Just when he speaks to you, he's Irish, isn't he? It's just like melts you, doesn't it?
Mm. Not bad at singing either.
Fuck off, Eli. What a nice guy. All of them, every single one of that band is so sound.
They're a proper band, I think. You can see a lot of ourselves in them. You can tell like the mates, they like hanging around together, they have a laugh.
Do. Yeah.
It's all good. And then headlining is us.
Your boys.
In and out. I actually can't wait for it. And obviously cool. we're doing a whole new show.
Yeah, I'm gonna parachute in onto the stage.
There'll be a new record out by then probably, won't there?
I don't know.
You'd imagine. Mm-hmm. You think so?
Fucking hell, mint. Mm. It's gonna be exciting. Get your fucking tickets. Do you know what I mean? Don't mess about. We're gonna put a lot of work into that, I think. Like I say, we're gonna start putting work into like a new set. Do you know what I mean? New
flyers, knocking on, telling the tickets at people's house.
Postcode lottery.
Fucking hell. No, it would be good.
I'm proper excited, so that's that little bit about the gig. So
Yeah. Come along, it'll be fun.
Get tickets and that.
Or don't. It's up to you.
Nah, do. don't wait, do it.
What other segments have we got?
I've got another little thing I wanted to talk about, which I thought was really funny, which you've not mentioned yet.
Joey's talking.
Well, fucking I do research. You don't fucking do anything, do you?
Joey's talking. That's your new jingle for
do
that.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, because if I don't talk, you just fucking sit there and not do anything this week for the podcast.
I've got lots here, but you just keep talking.
What would you do?
I'm just going to your segment.
What would you do?
What would you do?
Hypothetical. What would you do?
Hypothetical. Shut up, you dickhead.
This week,
someone said it thought it was Yoda on the back of your phone, by the way.
Oh no, it's my dog. It's Kiwi. Emily drew it on a plane. It's nice.
It's fucking
isn't it?
Really good drawing. It's
from Italia, wasn't it?
Mm.
Italiano. As Halloween has just been,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Magic is on the agenda.
Nice.
Why?
To me, it's quite magical, isn't it? You know, like witches, wizards.
Yeah, mythical.
I've just tried to tie something together.
Wizards.
Wizards. You can be a wizard. Anyone? Oh, fuck it.
Right. Not been a wizard.
So I've got two versions of this. I've got my version.
Come on.
Hey? Everything you draw with a magical pen becomes real. What do you draw? You can draw one thing each.
Can you draw a posture?
Draw whatever you want.
Liquid gold.
Liquid gold.
You can draw
anything that comes to life.
Yeah. It becomes.
But does it come to life as like you've drawn it?
Yeah.
So if it's like a shit 3D drawing.
Well, you did your Edge of the Park.
To be honest yeah. with you, that was my second version of it.
Ah.
Which I thought was a bit more interesting. So, I mean, we can go with that one if you want.
Can I draw an extra like 300 people in LA?
You can't.
Right.
So that's what you do. Yeah. I like that.
So 300 stick men.
Yeah.
Or women. 300 stick people.
In LA for us.
In LA.
To pack out the gig.
What happens to them after? Do you just send them to like the underworld and die?
They just have nice lives.
That's going to be
weird.
And
we remain friends.
Do you have to recycle them? Stick houses, stick jobs. Do you know what I mean?
Like, nah. You've just invented. So right, okay.
I'd recycle them after. Just fold them up.
Hey, they can come along to
in
the blue
visual park. Made a paper.
Well done, Josh. That was a good one. Charlie, thanks. What would you draw?
Come back to me.
Okay.
You have to take a lot of time to think.
I know, yeah. I can't have to think on the spot.
This is so shit that I've thought. So shit.
Go on.
Chocolate coin.
You could just go to the shop.
I was thinking of drawing a coin. I was like...
You could literally draw gold coins and like cash them in.
You know the ones you put on your Christmas tree?
Yeah, I fucking love chocolate coins.
Oh, that'd be nice.
You picked
the tree ones are best.
I love that Miles like one on tomato.
Stick people, chocolate coin, Joseph Donovan.
Liquid gold.
Liquid gold, no, I would draw
it's already coming out of his thumb.
I'd draw something that I'd find useful, do you know what I mean? And it depends. I've got more questions about it.
Okay, go on, hit
like,
me.
If I do it, can I fold it up and it like be pocket size?
Does it come to life or stay paper? This is
that's what I mean.
I mean,
I want more context.
It's up to you, really. I think it becomes real. But right. If you're drawing it, as we've veered off to that vibe, it kind of looks... I'm imagining it as like...
Looks a bit shit, like
you've drawn it. No, but what's that fucking film you like? Fucking Space Jam. It's a bit Space Jam.
Ah,
if you
like
draw
cartoon.
Bugs Bunny, he's just cutting about like 2D, right. 2.5D, you know.
Oh, right, okay.
2.5D.
So we'll go for that one. It's almost like it comes into the world as a cartoon, how you've drawn it, but it's real. So you can use it.
I've got one.
Go on.
I draw myself.
Right.
When I can't be asked turning up to somebody, I just send him.
like a cutout.
And now cartoon Chaz.
I was young Chaz getting on.
Shaking him. The whole canvas.
Yeah. I was young Chaz getting on. So you draw a young yourself.
Would everyone clock on that you're just like this weird 2D version.
Fucking hell, the jawline's fucking...
The
jawline's fucking bang on. Like you know them drawings, like when you go to Japan, they draw you.
Handsome Squidward.
They always fucking have you like fucking bang on, don't they? It's like, fucking I wish.
Yeah,
you did
send
chin.
Him in place, do you know?
Okay,
I mean?
So Stickman, Chad, Chaz,
Chase, Diesel.
What were you?
Chocolate
coin. Joe, what are you?
I don't know, it just came in my head.
So what, weird, I do like, I really want a Lambretta.
All right, are you any good at drawing them though? You're quite good on your iPad though. Yours would have like lines, wouldn't it, in like shading.
Yeah, I draw myself like a boss.
Can I change mine?
Yeah.
Can if you want.
I draw a dog and just have a nude, like, another dog.
Oh, yeah.
Is he drawing a dog?
if you know, you know.
Like
what is Joe? Fuck me.
It'd be like
I drew Pep yesterday, didn't it?
I'm going to show you. No, Joe, right?
It's good.
So, let's get a bit of context. I bought a pumpkin. So we needed to, like, Joe and Sophia were around after Sunday dinner and they stayed a bit later than everyone else.
So you're trying to carve the pumpkin?
Yeah, but the plan was...
You need someone on the Stillers.
To draw it, the
whatever you're going to put on the pumpkin, like whether it's a dog or moon, whatever, they draw it first and then you cut round it, don't you, whatever. Yeah. So obviously we're all, Sophia drew like a really good dog. So in obviously context, then...
This is Sophia's one. You can see like just the outline of her.
Oh yeah.
I'll just put it on the camera.
Are you holding your phone like that?
No, because the other drawing's
on there. Oh, next to it.
So that's
so that's
Sophia's.
So carved
dead,
into the
dead
thing.
Basic. Yeah, yeah.
So then you carve it. Obviously, I knew mine was... I was just like, I'm just going to draw... And he was sat down, pet, like, looking up, waiting
I'm not
for some food.
This.
I was just looking at him. Like, I'll draw it. It's bad. It's not good.
That's like a baby seal.
What the fuck me?
What it looks like it's got a serum on.
You're fucking weird, you know. You're quite year
it's
five,
got,
you know.
It's got 1 foot.
I'm into that.
That's weird. Like,
yeah,
that
he's, is, he's meant to be sat on the floor. It doesn't look right.
That's
it
like a human, yeah. Like I, millions
it looks
of years
like,
ago.
It looks like a platypus or like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's.
So your choice would be a dog, but like that.
Yeah.
Looks like Danny DeVito.
So I've got that cutting around.
A little pal, a little mate would be class.
What, like just something new?
Just like, you, just like a little, like, do you know what I mean? A little like annoying thing I could just send off.
Like an assistant.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, imagine if I had like a little annoying, I'm just going to say, like, you know, like Flubber? Do you know what I mean? Like when Miles pissed me off, I can just fucking lob Flubber at him and just like...
Thank you.
I'd have like, if I was to do that, I'd have like a wind up Josh. Yeah, that's yeah. Like this big. And he goes, ooh, do you like a cup of tea?
Like Dobby.
Yeah. Yeah. And it breaks down, it comes
Jobby.
In.
Yeah.
Jobby. Joshy.
Don't. Please. Go on, Miles, what's yours then?
So I thought about this.
Yeah, you've had longer to think.
And I didn't. The first thing that came to my head was a knob. Because remember when you know in school when you draw knobs? What would happen if it came to life? That's weird. That would be strange. Win. So I would do that, see what happened.
Like a super bad knob.
Yeah, like in super bad
knob. The one with the suit and
no,
shit.
No, but it's a good
one facing the tank in Tiananmen Square.
Yeah, it's fucking class.
Yeah, but your knob would, your drawing yeah, of a knob yeah. would look funny.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be weird.
Imagine if I came to like that.
300 stick people.
For the gig.
Chase. Chocolate coin and a weird dog.
I've changed mine to like a little pal, like a Flubbery type character.
Flubber and a knob.
Nice. What would you do with it though? Wouldn't you like to know?
I don't know if it'd walk or it'd float.
It'd walk in its balls, wouldn't it?
Op. Yeah. Drone cock.
Fucking mad. That's class got, that. Really
anyone nice. Got it's not hard.
Yeah,
it?
I've got it's like a very simple one.
Nice. It's not hard,
is it? It's not I'm going to go back to what you were saying before.
Just a very nice, quick, simple one was heading down to
London,
to see my girlfriend.
Nice.
And we were deciding, we were like, oh, we should maybe cook something on Friday or whatever. You know, you just can't think of anything, no inspiration whatsoever.
I get that, yeah, yeah.
Charlotte's, one of Charlotte's neighbours, the chef, he goes, oh, come along to the pub on Friday if you want, and I'll bring you up some of our signature bar snacks for free.
It's not hard, is it? It's not hard.
It was delicious.
What were they?
I chose the pub's called Audley, and it's got a restaurant upstairs.
Audley Q.
And it's in Mayfair, I believe. It's on Mount Street.
Nice.
God, it's a really cool place. And I chose, it's called the London Dip, and it's like, I've got a picture of it somewhere. It's like a roll.
Sorry.
Like a crispy roll with beef in it. Ooh. Really rich. And it comes with like a really rich dip that you stick in.
Quite beef in a bun, though.
Yeah, it's kind of like beef in a bun.
Nice,
yeah.
That.
So, great, that. Thank you, Jamie. That was...
it's a good one, that.
Very pleasant.
Joe, it's fucking not hard, is it?
Not hard,
it's
is
not
it?
Fucking hard, is
very
it?
Very generous as well.
What I was going to say before, we've just got our passports back. Did I make sense then?
No.
We've just had our passports.
We just got our passports back.
Passports.
Thank you.
Passports have been returned.
Passports.
Do you know that visa interview?
Yeah.
The easiest thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
He asked me one question.
One for me.
Smiled and it was like, that was it.
Chaz Salt Luck, that.
Are
the one,
you
the one I had was like asking really weird, like obscure questions, but like in like a mad way. I was like,
yeah, trying to catch you out.
But like just the questions, like the answer to the question was basically like, is everyone who's on that visa here today? But the way that she asked me was like, it was fucking bizarre, like round the hours. I was like, I remember just going, what? And then she was like, are the other applicants here? I was like, oh, they're here with me today. Like, yeah, we're all here. And I was like, why don't you just fucking ask that? Anyway, what made me laugh was, Tom.
Yeah.
What was your visa? I think it was.
Oh yeah.
Purpose of travel.
Extraordinary talent, was it?
Yeah.
Is that what it said?
Extraordinary.
You're fucking trying here, aren't you? Go on.
Extraordinary ability.
Ability.
Tom. Ability. So Tom's was that.
Should we have a bit of context that mine is
the main one?
You have to have one of the group who's like the sig, like the all gaffer. The other visas come off that.
Yeah.
So I was that one. And so then, mine said extraordinary.
And the other, all ours said assisting aliens. So Tom's was there with fucking extraordinary.
So Tom's extraordinary ability to draw a chocolate coin.
Yeah. And then ours were just assisting aliens. I was like, fucking harsh, that.
Is that where Sting got the... It must be. Illegal alien. Do you reckon?
Yeah, because if you're not an actual citizen, you're an alien.
So I bet he wasn't the main one on the visa then, no. Was he?
Don't yeah. Drink coffee.
Coffee.
Yeah, I thought I was just... It made me laugh a lot.
Yeah, we were laughing early in the morning, weren't we?
Oh, how we laughed. We've got a busy week of promo, me and you, T.
We'll have just done it.
Yeah, just come off BBC Breakfast.
We'll be on the train home now while people are listening to this.
We will be. I'm looking forward to it. Should be a good week.
It's nice to be busy, isn't it? This is the fan bit.
Ah, well done.
Nice.
This is the fan
bit.
Do you need to do that again? Because it went
nah.
So, this is the fan bit. You've been emailing in, all three of you.
Faxing.
I wish it was three.
One said that I've inherited £1 million from someone abroad. Shit joke.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Scam. Do you only get the scam
emails?
Ones?
Mm. Oh, sorry. Yeah, good. Okay, no, right.
So this one,
that shit.
This one we've discussed before, which I thought was quite an interesting one. B-sides gig. Says, all right, lads. Ooh. One of my mates went to your Huddersfield gig earlier this year, mentioned you played Across the Moor. Absolute tune, by the way.
Yeah,
thank you.
Have you ever thought about doing a B-side / extended tracks gig? You have so many boss tunes, Wretched Fate, 14, etc. that don't get the chance that deserve to be played live and would be cool to hear them all played live. Podcast is class.
We discussed this, haven't we?
I'd fucking
yeah,
love
we would
to
like
it.
To do it at some point.
It'd have to obviously be a smaller venue, wouldn't it? You're not going to get
like Deaf Institute.
Do you think if you did it, you'd have to do Charlemagne or something at the end?
Nah, I'd love to do it just that.
Well, do you know what, if there's enough people wanting it, we'll do it, won't we?
Obviously, the demand is there to do it. Then,
stuff like it's never going to make money. It's
we
just
should
for
do
us,
that just for ourselves.
It's fun to do. I'd love to do it.
And we should do it at, I think, like the Deaf Institute somewhere
class,
like that.
It's a
great little venue, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah, so do you know what? We'll try and... I would be up for doing that. It'd be a laugh.
The last time we played Deaf Institute, was that literally that gig that we did there?
Yeah.
We've not done anything else
there
since.
We've never played there since.
That's 20, almost 10 years ago.
Wow. We supported Howling Bells there, didn't we?
Yeah, that's when Comrade and Dave first came in. What? Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, first time we met Dave, should I say.
Mad.
Yeah.
My symbol for stage, isn't it? That is a really good one.
Someone else has sent a Giving Up the Toast theme, and I've not heard it yet. It's a shame that we haven't got anything to.
But let's fucking play it
with. So we'll give it a play. When you touch the user,
what's the name? One.
So this is Aaron, just Aaron.
Thank you.
I'll read
Aaron.
What he says. Can't sing or play keyboard. That's a good start. So I made this cheesy version that sounds similar theme to Pawn Stars, PAWN, something.
Nice.
So let's have a listen to this. Do you know what? I've got any Wi-Fi.
It's because you're connected to the GoPro Wi-Fi.
Okay, we're on. So this is Aaron's Giving Up the Toast. Fucking hell.
Jesus, that's great. Love the wire.
Oh, he's out there. No.
Dude could get into jingles.
Fucking hell.
That was cool.
Fucking class.
Do you know what? No drums. I like that.
That was great. That was the rhythm. The rhythm was great.
That was fucking ace. I'm saving that one.
It reminded me of like a 90s sitcom. You know, like,
Yeah. Like Seinfeld's evil brother. Do you know what I mean? It was like, it had like a bit of like a grit to it.
If we're being picky, I'd have it a bit shorter.
Would you?
Yeah.
Mm. I was into the length, you know.
For this podcast.
Okay. Songwriter.
You know, it's got a bit of I'm a Celebrity, hasn't it? Yeah.
Really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Damn.
That was great.
really enjoyed that. Well done, Aaron.
Shall we have one more fan?
Right.
Yeah, we'll have a few more.
I've just clicked on this one here, and it says, this is Luke. It says, to-do list pizza. Hi, lads. Loving the podcast, a new single. Just wanted to say something up from the new music video. There's a split second involving a pizza box. Can you guys confirm or deny whether it was from the very best takeaway pizza in Stockport, Homeward Pizzas? It was, and it was my pizza.
It was from my bin, actually.
Yeah.
It's so, just an empty box, wasn't it? Just an
empty box. That's someone's eating some pizzas to recognise that.
There's a few different pizzas in that shoot. We got pizza from Dough Guys that night as well.
Yeah, for all of the team and pizza joints
in Stockport.
Homeward is class, though, isn't it?
Comic Sans. Chaz
used to work for Homeward.
Did you?
Yeah.
Miles, pass your phone. I'll put it
on. I go for like a Domino. If I'm doing like a shithead takeaway.
I can't do Domino's.
I can do
Domino's.
That's why.
I've gone off Domino's. It's dead sickly, Homeward's, isn't it?
Homeward's like, it's his own thing, I think.
It's been going since the 90s on it.
Yeah. It doesn't taste like any other pizza, I don't think.
It's the only place that pulls off the Comic Sans font on the as a sign.
Yeah.
And the menu's just like XL in it, just stuck on the window on a piece of paper. But it's good. I like
it. It's baseball themed, isn't it?
Is it?
Home run.
Ah,
nice.
I've got another jingle, which I think you should add, T-Miles. Get a fact ready.
Hey.
This is Give Me a Fact by, again, Josh.
Oh, my man who's bought
Yeah, Josh Quayle, who said he's really happy he liked the first one. But this time he's going to use another one. And he's used How Long Will This Last as a bass.
And so what's this for? Miles gives a fact.
Miles will get a fact.
And then I'll give you a fact.
Thank you.
I'll play it, mate. It's fine.
But then I need to get my fact.
I like the length.
Good length.
Do you know what I mean? That's a jingle length.
Play it again, Miles. I really enjoyed that.
Learn something and react. Miles, give me facts. That's good.
I like good pad that. Sound.
Good,
I like the
good
actual
jingle. Well
done, good
Josh.
Jingle.
Oh, I've
Miles,
always got,
go on, Miles. Play the actual jingle as well.
No, it's okay. We've had enough of that.
Miles, give us a fact. He's quite I'm a Celeb, in it as well.
Yeah. Can you just play it?
Sounds like Breaking Bad as well.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Joe wants to hear
third
this.
Third down.
Miles, give me a fact.
Down.
Coca-Cola can help with bloodstains.
Jesus.
That's
Halloween.
Halloween themed. Yeah. Not like just murder someone and like use Coca-Cola. But you like Coca-Cola, don't you?
I love Coca-Cola, yeah.
So if there was ever anything on which we needed to clean some, I mean, I could just go shop, Connor. I'll go to yours.
What about Diet Coke? I've told you about the time that when I worked at the Armalodge and someone spilt red wine. I can't speak today, can
red
I?
Red wine.
We've not got the air on in this room,
have
really.
I have. I've got it on.
Have you?
Spilt red wine down a dress.
Wedding dress, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
And literally, Claire, the supervisor at the time, not supervisor, I can't remember her title, she was boss, came in and just went, with white wine. Straight off.
Oh, as a counteract.
It was amazing, yeah. Unreal. I remember seeing it like going, because I thought it was a mess up, but it, honestly, in front of my eyes, I was like, oh my fucking God.
Sulfites.
Amazing.
I think you've got to get it quick, though. Is that
Yeah,
part
I think that's
it?
What it is. And she literally threw it on her. She came in and she was in tears. And she just went.
If provided with a mirror, dolphins will admire their own genitals.
Yes.
Fucking
because
class.
They're horny.
Who did that?
You found that out?
Who did that?
It's like who the fuck was the first person to milk a cow and drink it?
But dolphins are one of the other few that like, have they enjoy sexual intercourse.
Yeah, they have sex for pleasure, not just to reproduce.
Yeah. Sorry, that doesn't surprise me.
Genitals, because we're all immature and it's funny, isn't it? A bee sting to the penis can enlarge it permanently.
Okay, might try that one.
I thought it was coming. So. Unfortunate, but at least there's a silver lining in that. Depending what you're into.
Starting to make some money, actually.
Just comes in a beekeeper off next week. Cool. Let's have some more. Let's have two more fan questions. Are you going to pick them or do you want someone else to pick
them? It's quite ADHD, this. We've finished that section.
Oh, sorry. We've moved. Oh, I like them. They're my favourite bits, them.
We shouldn't have started this section then.
Oh, that was my fault. We've gone on to Miles to give us a fact.
Oh, sorry.
We can.
There's
no fucking rules. We can go back to the other bit.
Let's go back. Richard. This is the fan bit.
This is the fan bit. I'm sharp. Tuning on that guitar. Yeah.
Am I picking some?
Yeah.
You got it.
You got it.
It's too big of a question.
Why? What is it? What is it?
Look at the size of that.
Yeah, but go on, read it.
Go on, read it.
Yeah. Come on.
Or at least The Office.
Hi, presumably in the impression of Joe.
Name?
Debbie Hazel.
Debbie Hazel. Hi, Debbie.
Can I suggest a couple of films for Josh to watch in the run-up to Christmas?
Please.
Classic being It's a Wonderful Life.
Fucking
and
great
the very
film.
Romantic The Holiday.
I've seen that.
When you look like Jack Black. That was fucking genius.
We spoke about on the podcast before, aren't we?
Yeah.
Both my favourite films, I think Josh will love both.
Yeah.
So what was the first one, sorry?
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. That's heartbreaking. That's classic.
Who stars
James
in that?
Stewart.
James Stewart. And,
he's the first black and white film Miles watched.
No, the first black and white film I enjoyed.
Where Zuzu's Pals comes from.
That's a nice segue.
Honestly, also, Josh, unreal film.
Watch it on Blu-ray. It's great. It actually is.
Don't watch it in colour.
Did they colourise it?
Don't watch it in colour. It'll spoil it.
Oh, yeah,
it's amazing film.
Just to say, Pulp Fiction was mine and my husband's first date in December 94 and our first wedding song was Let's Stay Together by Al Green from the film. And we did. Married 26 years.
Oh, congrats.
That's nice.
I'm a fairly new Blossoms fan. I love listening to your podcast whilst I'm grooming dogs. Don't talk about your husband like that, man.
Do you what?
I saw you first in Aylesbury this year. Aylesbury Waterside Theatre on a Sunday.
Where's the trophy?
We had a good roast there. I loved that.
It was.
We wrapped some blankets,
didn't
we?
Cold, wasn't it?
Pub in the court.
Go on, Miles.
Yeah. But where is it?
I've got it here.
Go on.
Oh, yeah, we're our award
the trophies
from Aylesbury Theatre.
Can you give us an award? Sorry, our multiple number one awards just fell over.
He actually did as well. Just put the number one awards there.
You just need to move over your drone, Joe, don't you?
It's a little award they give us. It's cute, innit?
Yeah.
Bless it. I really enjoyed playing.
Sorry,
they saw us somewhere, weren't they? Big fans, and they wanted us to carry on, or they wanted us to play that venue.
That was a great venue. It was. It sounded
really
amazing.
Me and my hubby were one of the few dancing in the circle. Felt too old to be in the stalls, and met Charlie and Josh backstage. Then I saw you at Sounds of the City, and then at Big Feastival just down the road from me.
Nice.
So next time you're at Big Feastival, you must pop by for a cuppa or a glass of something.
What a lovely email. Thanks,
Debbie. You know
it's not fucking finished yet.
We spoke to him outside because we stayed over. I think you three went back.
Yeah, we did. I was hoping to
see you on the 11th of August next year. Where the fuck are we playing on the 11th of August next year?
Don't know.
That's my solo. So.
But we've already booked to see Peter Kay. I just love how down to earth you guys all are with mature spirits and you're funny, especially Miles, who sounds like Kyle Pilkington. P.S. I also do the Connections game. In brackets, Josh.
Yes.
What's the Connections game?
It's a New York Times.
It's a bit too
illiterate for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
P.P.S. Have you heard the new Bauhaus Staircase by OMD? It's out today. I think you'll like it.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. The gig we've got in August is it's on the 10th. It's supporting Tom Grennan. That one.
Oh shit!
Right.
Yeah.
What about that? Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for the big message, Debbie.
Cheers.
It was nice. Yeah.
Nice really one. Nice message. I'll
see if there's anything else.
Really enjoyed that one. I like all these emails.
They're nice, aren't they?
Yeah, make me feel happy.
Very sweet.
What's the email again, Miles?
blossomspodcast@gmail.com.
Can you do
this
a rap?
This is quite funny.
Go on.
Please.
Ruby Helmsley said, which member tends to make the most mistakes on stage?
Ooh. So first of all, you can depending on what you're playing, it can be masked quite well. If there's a vocal mistake, that's quite
the
loud.
Lyrics.
If there's a drum mistake, they're quite noticeable,
fucking
aren't they?
Noticeable, yeah, they are.
Bass, not so much.
I make a fair few mistakes, but that's usually whilst improvising.
I've noticed Charles do some mistakes. He has a little smile at us and goes all quiet.
Yeah, I relish the mistakes moments.
All seriousness, I would say they're probably just evenly spread across the board.
There's no one
who makes loads of mistakes.
Well, if there was, you'd sort
it's
out,
the odd one
you?
In it that we're all probably prone to.
But when like. it's more noticeable when, like, say Joe misses a snare, for example.
That's just unfortunate because it's just so.
And go, ah.
Yeah, that happens all the time. Don't miss a snare.
You make light of the situation.
Yeah, of course you do. The worst ones are ones that you can't help, like
technical faults.
Things that, like, I've had stick snap before. Mm.
Obviously, it's
stick
snaps.
You've got to grab it. And also, Chaz, do you remember when you did Radio 2 and the bass string?
Oh, oh yeah.
First
God, yeah.
Note.
That was unfortunate.
Go on, tell him, Chaz.
No one wants to know about that.
Oh, go on, yeah.
I don't even know about that.
It was an acoustic bass, wasn't it?
Thanks, mate.
So there's another jingle which says, this is from Noah Hindle. I wasn't sure which format you'd want them, so I made them all.
Oh, good, my scene.
I hope you enjoy. P.S. Making this almost made me late for a funeral.
Sorry, mate.
Play out the top bottom one. The good one. Email section of the podcast where fans write in and ask questions. The email section of the podcast. That's blossomspodcast@gmail.com.
Nice.
That is making the chords.
Is it?
They're my kind of chords then. Let's see if we can work on
it. Yeah, the ooze as well.
It's a bit of an F. It's the email section of F7. The podcast
where the shape, fans at least. Write in
and G. Ask
That's the best bit.
D-7 to G, that sounds like to me. Who knows?
Quite catfish that on the sly.
Yeah.
Very
like that.
Catfish that.
Yeah, very catfish.
That was great. Yeah, give us one more.
I'm trying to. Yeah, go on.
So let's end on this. Daniel Grundy has put hypothetical and he said, would you rather be constantly sticky or constantly itchy?
Ooh, Jesus, that's a really tough one.
So I'm thinking, like, what's quite sticky? Like, you know, like you only get those like brain lickers from like back in the day.
Mm.
If you just had one of them all over you,
or spilling like Lucozade on your hands and not being able to wash it.
Oh, that's a nightmare, man.
Do you know what though?
Wait, all over, or just in one area, like your hand or your arm?
Anywhere.
I think one area. So say like.
I'd prefer to be sticky.
Your leg.
They're both gross, but
I think I'd rather be itchy.
Nah, when you're sleeping and you're itchy.
I am all the time anyway. I've got fucking psoriasis. I'm permanently itchy anyway.
Yeah, it's fucking heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't say it.
I prefer to be sticky.
See, I feel like when I'm sticky on like my hands and stuff, it's like I have to wash them straight away. You know what I mean?
No, I get that, but then you can just wash it straight away when you're itchy. And you're itchy, you need to. But that being said. You know when you fucking when you've got a big itch and you itch it, fucking
your ass,
feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When you're like, oh, when you
but
pop
you would
it
never
in
be
there.
Able
you
to
get some pleasure out of
it.
That.
Yeah. Mm. Whereas with stickiness, you're not going
to
get.
It's making me itchy fucking thinking about it, to be honest.
Right. Should we fuck off?
Yeah.
So
nice one.
The big fucking points are, remember to fucking get tickets
please
for the
get
gig,
tickets.
Please.
They're on sale next week.
Keep writing in.
No, they're on sale on Friday.
No, they're not.
Oh,
they're on sale on Friday after.
Give the podcast a like. And subscribe to it. That actually helps us out loads.
YouTube.
And also leave a comment, leave a review, whether it be positive or negative.
Send in your emails.
Send in your emails too.
Blossoms Podcast.
We should get that guy's jingle off. That was good.
We will.
See you later.
Bye.
Live from Blossoms HQ.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.